Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Zimmerman for a passed ball. Landis moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Allison scores. Virals moves to third. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Veer Alst tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward has Rollins trapped. There's the throw to McNairtney and back to Ward, who tags Rollins for the out. Oliva moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliva moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Mincher moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mincher scores. Allison moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Hansen, and towards Weiss, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Long pinch hits for John Buzzard. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cott strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball towards center. Landis catches it and throws to first to double up Allen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Skowron moves to second. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hansen scores. Skowron moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Twins. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verhaals hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher juggles the ball. That's an error on Mincher. Skowron moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball towards left. Nicholson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Nicholson. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Mossy covering, for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Don Mossy. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Landis moves to second. One out. Al Worthington now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Landis moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Olivas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman takes first base on ball 4. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Zimmerman moves to second. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Verhaal supplying the tag. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.